You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Right. Give me what happens when you land, you get to the hotel. I know we chatted very briefly that you went and Butch came down to see you. Tell me about reporting for duty.
Butch was great. Gave him a hug. I said, he goes, son, do you want to, you want to get some rest? I said, absolutely. I went up, went to bed, slept great, woke up, came downstairs, and there was, we had it all set up for a little room for us with a little breakfast burrito. This is going to kill me, by the way. This diet, it's really throwing
me off. I was going to ask you that.
It's now throwing me off. Man.
It's there's throwing a spread me off. Again.
I mean, it was big leagues, always the big leagues, but they've upped their game. Since I left, they've upped their game. There's food on top of food on top of food. I just want to tell people, go away. I need my overnight oats. I need chicken breasts. And I can't even go buy the lunch. As a player, I could handle it because I had stuff to do.
Right.
I wasn't there to snack. But as a coach, I go by and there's snacks everywhere. I just try to grab a protein shake and shake and keep moving. And as much coffee as I can drink keeps me out of the food. But I came down and then, you know, we had a little chat. I started to meet the guys as they came through the lobby one by one. And went to the ballpark early and started my first day. That's how it started. You know, seeing old guys in Boston, seeing some of the security guys that were still there from the time I played.
Booty! So
that kind of brings back some memories, and that's cool.
Tell me about the other coaches on the staff.
Great. You know, I had to be very aware that, you know, somebody was let go. And I went into their position and they probably had buddies in that room and you know, change sometimes difficult. I don't know too many guys personally on that roster. And I wanted to be very respectful of what they were going through right there. And they might've lost a buddy that the gentleman that got released when I came in to fill the position. Right. So I wanted to be cognizant of that. You know, I wasn't going to come in and, but the guys, you know, at first it was like everything else. I know Mike Maddox, you know,
Know
the Maddox brothers very well, played with Greg, played against Mike for years. He's been in the game forever as a pitching coach. So that was a guy that I could relate to right away. And I saw him and a bunch of the other guys I didn't really know. But, you know, I get intel from other people and they call me, oh, you'll love this guy and you'll love him. He's great. And to be honest with you, everybody's been great. They've been very welcoming and slowly I'm kind of, you know, I'm one of the boys now but it was one of those things. I didn't want to go in and just make it about me. I want to fit in with these guys. Once again, the theme is I'm just a background player, baby.
That's it. All right, Mr. Background Player, who, by the way, my family got a kick out of the fact that Brett Boone was described as either Aaron's older brother gets a job in Texas or podcaster Brett Boone is going back to the big leagues. Those are the two that we love the most.
That is funny. That is funny.
Did you ever think? From podcaster to coach.
I was just doing an interview before we got on with Bob Nightingale. And I said to Bob, I said, because Bob's been around forever with me, right. And I used to call him Matt Williams because he looks like Matt Williams. He goes, Booney, there's only three guys that call me that: Sean Dunstan, Fernando Valenzuela, and Brett Boone. Every time you'd run into me, hey, Matty, how you doing? And I've always loved Bob. He's always been great to me.
Good guy.
And, you know, I was telling him about it, and I said, Bob, in your wildest dreams, if we went to Vegas and looked at the odds, what were the odds when I was sitting in the Minnesota Twins visiting clubhouse? Mariners were in town. That's where I always saw Nightingale.
Right, because he lives up there.
Hey, Matty, how you doing? And I said, if I said to you, what are the odds of 20 years from now, I'm going to be calling you, Bob Nightingale, to come on my Brett Boone podcast? What are the odds? Is it a million or a billion to one? And he just started laughing. I said, life's crazy, man. Life is crazy. This is where, you know, this is where we started this podcast, and who knows where the hell it was going. And did it lead me to the next? Who knows?
But yes, it did. No, if anybody asks you, this podcast is responsible.
Oh, it's the whole thing.
It's the whole thing. Please help me out here.
No, but it was a part of my journey, man.
Right.
Part of my journey. Where we're going next, no agenda. Who knows?
Who knows? Let's take it one day at a time. Let's talk about going back into the clubhouse, because you go to Boston, it's visiting clubhouse. You've been there before, obviously, throughout your career, but just give me that. What was going through your mind when you walk through those doors and you go into that crap?
Well, the first thing I'm thinking is, how much different is it when I was here last? A lot different, because it's always been, you know, the Wrigley's, the Boston's,
they're old school.
They're old school. They don't have the space that these new state-of-the-art stadiums have. So they got to do what they can do. And they've blown out some walls. I walked in, and man, the training room used to be right there. And now it's the equipment guy's room. And my locker was right around this court. Wait a minute. That wall's been blown out. Now there's a kitchen in the back with the training room behind a wall that used to be just a brick wall. The shower, I walked in the shower. I said, the shower used to be right there. Now it's off to the right. So there were a lot of changes that went on. We didn't have our own cage then. Now we got our own cage there. So a lot of change. That's the first thing you do. Every stadium, I just fast forward to, then we went on to Detroit. And I played in old Detroit, but I played in new Detroit too. And I thought, wonder how different this is going to be. I walked, it's a little different. It's the same, but a couple walls are blown out here and there. So that's the first thing I do when I go to a stadium that I've played a lot of games at is, oh, how different is it? And then I look around. My locker was right there. You know, that's the first thing. Oh, that's where my locker used to be. And then you're a coach, so you leave and you get out of the player's way and you go back to the coach's room. But those are the little things that were hitting me just going back to Boston, going back to Detroit.
Being back in the traveling party, being back on a charter, being back on a bus. Which bus are you taking? You taking one, two, or three?
Oh, I go in the staff bus. Yeah, you know, the first road trip going from Boston to Detroit. I think back and I remember guys. I remember my hitting coaches, and it wasn't every trip, but once in a while, when the time was right, when you thought this is. For the moment, this is what I should do. I'd have a hitting coach come back. And it could be a real rough stretch or it could be a really good stretch.
Back,
but it was always the right time. You don't just go back there. Yeah,
you're so talking about the plane. Okay.
Yeah, so I popped back and, you know, kind of got in the time machine a little bit. And I walked back. Guys were playing cards and just doing what we do back there. And it was cool for me. I'm like, man, I remember these days. And now I'm... For some reason, Paul Molitor came into my mind, who was a hitting coach of mine in 2004 in Seattle. And I remember Paulie was very reserved and very respected, but very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But once in a while, Paulie'd come back and he just kind of, hey, Booney, what's going on? And they wouldn't stay long.
Right.
But I remember how we used to be as players. We used to get excited when our guy'd come back and he didn't overstay his time.
It's like a great waiter. He's there enough, but not too much.
He just made an appearance. So I went back there and just, you know, the first thing, of course, Booney, sit down. No, I'm not a player. I'm a background player. But it's cool seeing them in their element, just city to city and just talking the game. And you know, hey, we lost 2 out of 3 in Boston. We got another series. Let's get it going. And I don't get into the conversation. That's their time. That's the current player's time. And
well, if anything, I think this podcast has taught us that. that you've had questions. Oh, Booney, look at all this going on in the game right now. And I think through meeting all the people we've talked about in this podcast and our conversations that you've kind of come away with this. That was my game. It's their game now. It's Nick Allen's game now. And, sure. And I respect it because my dad would tell me the game's not as good. My grandpa would tell me the game's not as good, but it's my generation.
Right. And if you nail me down, my generation's the best. That's what we all think.
Right.
But there's somewhere in the middle that they all can get together for that perfect storm or the best of all generations. And that's the real
thing. And if you respect it,
fine.
Sure. And we've worked that out on the
show.
You have to respect the current game. It's their game.
You got to change with the times. You don't change with the game and you just resist everything. It's like this game will steamroll you and run you over and you'll be an afterthought. So embrace the things. We've got things. This current generation and my generation combined, man, that's where the magic is. I can learn from these young players, you know, just listening to them talk. Sometimes I'll just sit there and listen and like, wow, that's it. And if I hear something that I think is real interesting, I'll say, explain this to me a little bit. That's really cool. I wish I would have had that when I was playing. I think that could be a real beneficial tool. And then I'll say something and it might click with a young player and go, Booney, that's great. I said, this is what I did. Wow. That might be able to help him with his current game. So there's a magical mix between generations where that's what I think sometimes as the older generation, we get caught up in, we know it all because we've been there, done that. I'm finding you can learn from the younger generation. And
You have to trust them,
bro. Right. I think being with, you know, my son and my son-in-law who are were playing in this generation, that if I listen to them enough, yeah, of course they come to me for all the experience, but what's going on in your game today? I've had some real interesting conversation with Jake as a minor league player. I've had some really interesting conversations with Nick as a current big league player, and it's a little bit different, but it's pretty interesting. And now we can collide my knowledge and experience with what they're going through currently. And if you can find a healthy mix in there, I think that's, once again, that's where the gold is.
Being tied in to the game emotionally as a father, mm-hmm. with Jakey or with Nicky Knox as a father-in-law. Somebody asked me like, well, how is he going to relate to the players? And he said, actually he's going to do really well because he's been living this. And it's emotionally different because it's your kids watching right. Jake. And we talk about Jake all the time and how proud we are of what he's become. And then you talk about Nicky Knox and you look at the season that he's had and you've lived this, but you've lived this with family members. So I think it sets you up well to be able to talk to this generation of players. But for you being able to relate to these players of this generation, I've told people that Brett Boone knows how to talk to this generation of players because he's had to deal with this, with his son, Jake, and being a professional ball player. And then he's also dealt with this with a big leaguer like Nick Allen. So this isn't completely sure. out of left field for you.
Right. This isn't foreign for me. I haven't been on the ground living it for years with these guys. So, you know, I'm going to have a lot of information coming my way, but yeah, I have a little bit of I've been through the 101 class. I know the basics. Mm-hmm. Now it's living and experiencing it is really gonna, you know, help me be the best hitting coach, the best mentor I can be.
Because you've done it already with those two.
Right.
And right. with their friends and other right. people. So I had no problem. I told everybody he's gonna be able to speak that language as well as anybody else, if not better, because of the personal connections that he has in a fatherly way to this generation. Putting your uniform back on, seeing your name.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
In a locker, anything?
Not really. That wasn't that big of a deal for me. I mean, cool. But really, if I'm being honest, it's not like, oh, I saw my name and I'm tearing up.
Well, it's not like the first time, but it is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's just
like the first time. You remember the first time you had your name in a big locker room with the locker tag? That was a big deal.
Right. And then your first All-Star game and you got your name and it's different because there's an All-Star next to it. That was cool. But the one with Coach next to it wasn't that big of a deal. I'll be honest.
Was it deja vu though?
No, it's different. It's different.
So this is a little bit similar, but just a little bit different because you're not a player. Now you're the old man.
Yeah. I tell these guys all the time. I said, you know, in my brain, I stick at about 33 years old. That's what I think I am.
Right.
You know, and you realize you're not. Well, your kids will let you know. You're 33, Dad. You're old. And I said, yeah, whatever.
By the way, how has the family been reacting to you not being home? How's Milo the dog? I've been worried.
Woo. That's the guy. I miss him. They've been fine. You know, as much as you worry about everybody, and, oh, I got to make sure I have. It runs smooth. Sometimes
are they watching the games?
I asked him, I said, hey, it might even be nice me being away.
I can believe it.
Yeah, they watch the game. It cracks me up. You know, my wife's watching the game. She knows nothing about baseball. And my mom's watching the game. I said, why are you watching the game? What are you going to watch me coach? Occasionally, if you know, the camera goes on you for a second. Hey, there's Brett. What do you do today? Well, I don't know. She'll tell me you need to shave or why are you wearing those glasses?
That's what I've been getting. My wife, my family has been like, where is he getting those glasses?
I need glasses.
Nobody I know, but they don't like them.
Which ones don't they like?
They don't like. Rigney said that your black glasses look like the birth control glasses they give you when you go to boot camp.
Oh, I got rid of the black ones. Now I'm wearing a more clear rimmed.
Okay. Yeah, he hated
and
those.
By the way, it's all about if we win or lose, by the way.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So we lost a game in the black glass, so I went out.
Boom.
Then we lost two in a row. So I broke out the clear rim and we just won two. So I'll be donning the clear rim tonight.
And we have,
I wish I didn't have to wear them, but
you're old
at night. I have to be able to see.
Right.
I can see fine. I can drive without them.
Right.
I can live life without them at night.
Following the baseball.
But if I need to really see, I need to put them on.
We were wondering, are you wearing an Aaron Boone watch?
No.
We want you to wear the big gaudy Aaron Boone watch.
Well, if they would like to, the watch companies out there, if you would like to have your people call my people, we'll work a deal. But as of right now, I'm not a watch guy.
I know.
I wear one once in a while with a suit, but I'm not a watch guy on the daily.
But I did have a couple people ask because it's fascinating how many people pay attention to Aaron's watch.
Yeah, that's why he sent me one for free.
Right.
Because he's a cheapskate, so he wouldn't give them to him if he had to whip out.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.